the good news is we've made a fix for this, and I think I haven't talked to anyone who doesn't understand this is unfair for these soldiers. You know, the military has often used these retention bonuses. They typically did it for very high-demand jobs, pilots, special operators, sometimes intelligence officers. But right after the first Gulf War, they realized they needed to retain a large number of soldiers, and they expanded this program. Found out the military made some mistakes. They may have given it to some guys who weren't technically eligible, but you can't come back 15 years later and start garnishing soldiers' wages because the military made a mistake and overpaid them. But the good news is, as I said, the House of Representatives, we passed legislation that would fix this, so they actually put a statute of limitations on this so they couldn't go back and garnish their wages these many years later. It's in the defense bill. Hopefully the Senate passes that in November and we could fix this problem.
Because according to my understanding, Congressman, this is just a California thing simply because of an audit, and this could extend to several other states throughout the country.
It probably will if they're allowed to continue on this. I mean, the National Guard Bureau is a national program, obviously. It affects probably every state, at least it potentially could. But once again, as long as we fix this fall, it won't be a problem.
So these bonuses that were paid to National Guard members all over the country won't experience the same kind of demand for return of that money? They won't even get into the problem that's being experienced in California?
Well, that would be our hope. And, I mean, let's remember, these are soldiers who put everything, sacrificed everything and put everything on the line to serve their country. They all completed their requirements. They honored their contracts. They did everything they thought they had to do. But because of a bureaucratic error, now...
Fire and paramedics passed me going...
Yeah, I'm sorry. After bureaucratic error, many years later now, they're required to pay this money back, and many of them are just not able to do that. You're right, though. It could be in other 50 states, but once again, the problem would be fixed nationally with the legislative language this November.
And exactly how much money are we talking about here? I've heard thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, for some guys, it's $15,000 or $20,000. And, you know, you don't go in the military because you want to be a millionaire. You go in the military because you want to serve your country. And for most of these individuals, $20,000 is an awful lot of money.
So what is the status with those monies owed right now for those currently serving or veterans?
Well, in some cases, like I said, they've actually gone in and tried to garnish wages to force them to repay that. In some cases, they put their claim on hold as they begin to investigate it. It's kind of various stages for individuals. It kind of depends on where they are. But the military is actively trying to get that money and claim that money. But once again, I keep coming back to this. The House has passed legislation that would fix this. The Senate, I expect that they will. And I hope that they do. It's just the right thing to do for our soldiers. I mean, this is a situation that would be very unfair for these families to require them to pay this back many, many years later after they honored their contracts.
Congressman, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you both.